Good morning. It's a Friday morning, and we're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Alan, a new report details multiple instances of President Donald Trump making disparaging remarks about members of the U.S. military who have been captured or killed, including referring to Americans' war dead buried in a cemetery in France as losers and suckers. The allegations were first reported in The Atlantic. A senior Defense Department official with firsthand knowledge and a senior U.S. Marine Corps officer who was told about Trump's comments confirmed some of the remarks to the Associated Press, including the 2018 cemetery comments. Trump says the story is totally false, but we will remember that in 2015, shortly after launching his presidential candidacy, Trump publicly blasted John McCain, saying, "He's not a war hero. I like people who weren't captured."
That, David, from Bone Spur is Trump. Look, he didn't go in. Obviously, his excuse was accepted for whatever that's worth. However, the idea that he would have the incredible gall to attack the war dead of this country is extraordinary. I have no idea what his mindset is that he thinks that that's an appropriate thing to do. I don't see how it gets him any votes, to be honest with you. I don't see how it gets him anywhere. So the idea that he's done it. And then, of course, because he is a lying, lying liar, he denies he said it. You know, you can't take it back. You say it, somebody's going to hear it, somebody's going to testify to that. You're still the most powerful man in the world, but you can't make everybody just eat what you have done. And that is exactly what the attempt is here. It is really a great shame that the President of the United States would do something like this. And yet, I am sure there will be people who are to the right of center who will buy it and will say, you know, whatever he says is okay. Well, of course, it isn't. And that's all I'm going to say about that.
A poll by the Military Times, Alan, taken before the party conventions last month and released this week, shows former Vice President Joe Biden leading Trump 41% to 37% among active duty troops. This Times saying a stark departure from the military's longstanding support of Republicans.
Yeah, look, when you see something like that, which we have just spoken of, it's extraordinary that people still support him in the military. You know, that's not a huge number of people who are there, but you would think more would. But these habits of political alliances are hard to change. Now, it is something that we haven't seen before. But then, of course, there's a big difference between what you see when you poll and what happens when people walk into a voting booth or mark their absentee ballots, which so many military do, which is something Trump is opposed to. And we'll see what comes out then.
A racial reckoning that's going on in the country. Presidential candidate Democrat Joe Biden addressing that very, quote, original sin as he visited Kenosha and told residents there in Wisconsin that the turmoil in their city has experienced following the police shooting of Jacob Blake, a black man, could help the nation confront centuries of systemic racism. The Democrats sought to draw a sharp contrast, says the AP this morning, with President Donald Trump, who visited Kenosha earlier this week but concentrated on praising law enforcement and accusing protesters of domestic terrorism. Biden Thursday met with the Blake family and talked with the hospitalized Blake on the phone. Here's a little bit of what Biden said. "I can't say if tomorrow God made me president. I can't guarantee you everything gets solved in 4 years, but it would be a whole lot better and we'd get a whole lot further down the road if Trump isn't reelected."
So here's Joe Biden, who is a moderate and who is reassuring the public that I am not Donald Trump. Donald Trump is out there saying all kinds of spurious things. And if you elect me, you will have elected a person who will not bring the kind of shame and distance to the rest of the world that Donald Trump has. When I heard him, and I did listen to him for quite a while yesterday when he was live on the television, I had the sense that he could ramp it up a bit. Very, very slow-spoken and moderate. This does not portend well for a debate because you know that Trump will come loaded for bear. You know that he can't tell the truth, and he will need to be confronted by Biden, but in such a way that Biden's moderation, the potential for bringing the presidency back to respectability, will be happening. He can't get pushed around. On the other hand, he can't go into the histrionics that would make him more like Trump himself.
Well, now seven police officers involved in the suffocation death of Daniel Prude, who we spoke about yesterday, Alan, last spring in Rochester, New York, have been suspended by the city's mayor, who said she was misled for months about the circumstances of the fatal encounter. Prude, who was black, died when he was taken off life support March 30th. That was 7 days after officers who encountered him running naked through the street put a hood over his head to stop him from spitting, then held him down for about 2 minutes until he stopped breathing. Rochester Mayor Lovely Warren announced the suspensions Thursday at a news conference. The man had mental health issues. His brother had called specifying that with police after the man suddenly ran out of the house, barely clothed. And one of the things they want to change is to have mental health professionals deal with folks like this rather than have them end up in confrontations with the police.
Well, you know, David, that's easy to say. It certainly sounds good, and we all hope that that could be done. But in the meantime, when something happens, the police are called out almost every single time, and they have to deal with it. Do they need training? Yes. Are there alternatives? Could you have put something over his mouth if you didn't want to be spit on in a time of pandemic? That would have been different than suffocating him by putting the spit hood over him. That's the answer. The outrage that occurs when these things happen, when one more black man is dead because of the way in which police officers either overreact or underreact, is something that we really do have to watch. And it is appropriate that these officers are suspended until we know more. And it is appropriate that we continue to monitor this terrible situation in which black citizens, mentally ill or not, are treated differently than people who have a different skin color.
Or political observer.
Alan Shartok.